You know, the local news, they disclosed lately that these rides, you know, are inspected daily for defects. And that's important because the New York regulations actually require a record of daily inspections. And the park operators usually have to carry a minimum of $1 million in liability insurance.
Okay. And now, is that per ride or just for the whole overall?
Well, that's just going to be a minimum overall. Obviously,
okay.
They can carry much more if necessary.
Okay.
And so, you know, if you go to the state fair this weekend and you're injured by a ride and you decide you want to bring a claim, you're going to want to know about the design, manufacturer, testing, and inspection of those machines for your case.
What if, I mean, there's other ways that obviously you can maybe get hurt. There's obviously thousands of people there, and there's a lot of food around. What if you're just, like, walking through the fair and you twist your ankle? Or what if, like, you get sick after eating a funnel cake or something? Do you have any sort of recourse there that you should look into?
Well, knowing me, I'd probably get sick from eating too many deep-fried Oreos.
Yeah, aren't those just amazing? They're so good. Next up would be the deep-fried Twinkies, but I digress.
Right. You know, I mean, if there were ever a food poisoning incident or maybe, like you said, a slip and fall on the fairgrounds, here's where premises liability rules come in. And there might be some liability if there's a failure to warn of any dangerous conditions out there and the property owner, you know, didn't take proper precaution to maintain a safe property.
Gotcha. Okay. And one final question, because it's one thing that kids just, I mean, I go nuts for it. It's my favorite part of any kind of fair, but kids obviously too. What if like one of the animals bite you, like at a petting zoo? You know, because I mean, the animals have been out there and it's been warm and they're having tons of hands on them. What happens if maybe a goat bites your little one at the petting zoo?
Oh, well, you know, the first thing you'd want to do is just get to a medical professional right away. You're going to want to obviously get your health issue addressed. And one thing they're probably going to have to do is test that animal to make sure it's not carrying, like, E. coli or any harmful.
Wouldn't the animals have to be tested for that first or no?
Well, ideally they are, but I would imagine they're going to be tested again if there's an incident,
sure.
You know?
Right.
Because in that situation, the owner of the animal and the park might both be liable, and you'd obviously want to consult an attorney for more information about your rights if you were injured in that instance.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Speaking of consulting an attorney, Brown and Kelly, we would recommend. How would you get a hold of Brown and Kelly?
Well, you can visit us on the web anytime, brownkelly.com, or give us a call at 716-854-2620, and we'd be happy to discuss your legal issues with you.
Thank you so much. All right, you've cleared up a whole bunch for us, so have fun at the New York State Fair if you're going out starting today and for the next 2 weeks. Maybe we'll bump into each other at the fried Oreo stand, Brian.
Absolutely. We can't wait to see you there, Laura.